Forecast for today, mainly sunny. We'll have a high around 67. Amazon refunding more than $70 million worth of in-app purchases that kids made without their parents' permission, this between November of 2011 and May of last year. A court last year found Amazon responsible for the things that kids bought without parental approval and that Amazon had failed to provide adequate disclosures or ask parents to approve the purchases made by their children. And Amazon did not require a password to make the purchases with an app. Payless Shoe Source could nearly double the number of store closures around the country under its bankruptcy plan, the extent of the discount footwear chain's troubles coming into sharper focus. Company filed for Chapter 11 protection in April. Governor Walker not hitting the brakes on the possibility of charging tolls along Wisconsin's interstate border areas. Speaking in Beloit, the governor said he wanted to tie it to a lower state gas tax. If that was possible, then it might be worth looking at.
If it was done along our state lines and would require some sort of a reduction in the gas tax that Wisconsin residents paid so that those coming in from other states would help, that at least would be something we'd look at.
Majority Republicans in the Assembly proposing tolls or the interstates to help finance road and bridge projects in the long term. First District Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan will have at least one Democratic challenger in the next election. Activist David Yankovich announcing he is running against Ryan because, quote, every American deserves the same health care, unquote, that saved his mother's life. And he's infuriated, his word, by Ryan's attempt to take health care coverage away from tens of millions of Americans. The election won't be until next year. Racine City Attorney's Office recommends denial or approval to legal claims all the time from members of the public, first through the Finance and Personnel Committee, then on to the Common Council, though some of the claims do get some simple administrative consideration. City Attorney Scott Letney explained, there are some times, though, when a claim should be paid or a settlement approved. Part of the equation, though, whether the city is legally responsible for things, say a street problem.
We make recommendations based upon whether the city is legally responsible for whatever the claim is. The committee, the council, is free to ignore it unless I tell you this is a specific area that you just can't ignore, and make a political decision or a policy decision that says we're going to pay tire blowouts and potholes in the city of Racine. And that's fine. That's your call. You know, there's a budget for claims. It's not unlimited, of course. But streets are a very specific thing.
Letney adding there is a process for checking claims before any recommendation. He pointed out to the finance panel a sidewalk repair and a replacement program. That's a policy and or political decision. While someone suing the city over tripping on a defective sidewalk, he says that'll get the defensive. You should have been looking where you were walking. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. A number of local organizations have a rally coming up at 5:30 at Gifford School to allow mental health survivors and advocates to share stories and discuss mental health recovery. The public is welcome to attend. It's going to be taking place in the auditorium. Among the guest speakers, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and also Rod Prunty, President of United Way of Racine County. Just after midnight, Summers Fire Rescue dispatched to an injury accident at Highways H and E. Not long after that, additional personnel sent into the scene, Flight for Life landing nearby to get the victim and to take off for Frederick Hospital, one of three scenarios in which the helicopter was brought in on an injury accident in Kenosha County. Local obituaries, Janice Nielsen, at the age of 80, passed away on May the 23rd at the Woods of Caledonia. A memorial service is going to be held at the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home Thursday at 5 p.m. Friends and relatives can meet Thursday at the funeral home beginning at 3 p.m. until the time of that service. 97-year-old Mary Zerichor of Racine passed away at home on May the 27th. A massive Christian burial coming up on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, St. Richard's Catholic Church on Grand Avenue in Racine. Friends and relatives can meet with the family Friday at the church beginning at 10, the Mass again at 11. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home serving the family. And James Hansen of Racine, at the age of 57, passed away on May the 28th at Aurora Medical Center in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held at the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home Friday afternoon at 12:30. Friends and relatives can meet with the family Friday beginning at 11 a.m. City of Racine should have its new mayor by the time a study of facilities is presented, then around next January. That on the physical status of the 50-year-old public safety building and the potential options on the future of housing the police and fire departments. The Public Works and Services Committee talked about it last evening. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen indicating the request for qualifications on a study would also incorporate the other fire stations as well as the police impound lot.
And moving forward with our CIP, we don't intend to make any significant investments in the safety building moving forward till we have a study. We're going to put those, for the most part, on hold. There's emergency repairs that we're in the process of taking care of right now. We've had some structural issues on the parking lot. A year ago, we had structural issues on some of the exterior walls. I mean, we're only going to address things that are going to be of an urgent nature in the meantime.
Alderman Sandy Widener, though, felt the emphasis ought to be on the safety building alone, given that facility studies were all done in recent years and that money might be needed to build a new facility.
We've kind of been putting off like the paving of the annex parking lot because we were considering perhaps building a new facility for the safety building in that area. I think we need to get moving on this, especially because the council is about to consider spending on debt service anywhere up to $50 or $60 million on a new arena, and we have some infrastructure needs that need to be addressed.
The request for qualifications from interested consultants due by June the 27th to begin the selection process. Current timeline calling for a consultant to be on board within the next couple of months. Options and related costs available by year's end, leading to a council vote early next year on what to do about the safety building. Meanwhile, plans are proceeding to build a new Evergreen Academy school along Mount Pleasant side of Chicory Road, right across the street from Jones School in Racine Unified. Now a deal has been struck with the city over road improvements needed to open up that private facility by next January, even though busing is not an issue. City Engineer John Rooney talked about this only getting to the city this past spring, which is well past the point of being able to plan for a road update, let alone have the money in the budget.
Typically, when we're doing road projects, we start these in development the summer prior to the road, to the year we're going to build the road. So in order to facilitate this, the city attorney was asked to negotiate an agreement with the school for them to hire an engineer and build that roadway with their own contractors.
It boils down to the school paying for just about everything, including limited improvements to the road itself, scrutinized by the city engineering department. U.S. Census Bureau out with the latest estimates on population. They show Racine County gaining 223 people at the time that the numbers were assembled, for a population of just over 195,000. Kenosha County gaining 15 residents, remaining a little more than 168,000. City of Racine is listed with a decline of 120 people, a population estimate of 75,500. City of Burlington's population estimate up by about two dozen, now showing just over 10,500 residents, and the city of Kenosha losing 48 residents, but stays around 99,500 in total population. Beekeepers in southeast Wisconsin might be pleased to know state lawmakers are considering elimination of the sales tax on bees and the equipment needed to keep them. The legislation from GOP Representative Amy Lautenbach and Senator Steve Noss would extend exemptions given to farmers to help address rapidly declining bee populations. 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago rules the Kenosha Unified School District violated the rights of transgender student Ash Whitaker when it refused to let him use the boys' bathroom and is upholding a lower court injunction that forced Tremper High School to let Whitaker use the bathroom that aligns with his gender identity. All this with graduation scheduled Sunday for the 17-year-old senior. One of Whitaker's attorneys is Joseph Wardensky. He had this reaction for our partners at Gateway Public Radio.
So now that that appeal has been decided, we will go back, and we expect the district court to set a trial date probably sometime in 2018, and we will, you know, undertake discovery and all of the rest of a regular case.
Ron Standler is an attorney for Kenosha Unified and says in a statement that the court's ruling merely returns the case to the trial court to continue the plaintiff's claims for damages. The district, he said, will analyze whether to ask the full Seventh Circuit to review the case, whether to consider an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, or whether to defend the case at the trial court level and then seek appellate review later. Racine City Plan Commission meeting at 4:15 this afternoon in council chambers at City Hall. Among the items on the agenda, a public hearing for Andrew and Angie Molina. They represent Racine Brewing Company, and they're seeking a conditional use permit to locate a brewery and a tasting room at 303 Main Street downtown. There's a public hearing on the rezoning and conditional use permit request for the Wild Root Market at 500 Walton Avenue and the associated parking with it at 2214 North Wisconsin Street. Also, consideration of an ordinance regarding changes to the rules on signs in the city. Racine Kenosha State Senator Van Wongard agrees with Governor Walker. Major highway projects in Wisconsin that need to be completed. After the governor urged the legislature, though, to get it done during an appearance in Beloit, touting the need to finish the I-39 construction project, Senator Wongard doesn't quite agree with that.
Wongard is taking exception to the governor's comments that the I-39 project was in the pipeline before the I-94 reconstruction, which he says started more than 3 years before the other project was officially sanctioned. Wongard noted the governor cited economic development in Rock and Dane counties as a reason for the I-39 project, and he said you can see economic development all along the completed parts of I-94 in Kenosha County, and then you hit the government-created bottleneck in Racine County and it just stops. Wongard says it's time to finish the job. Wongard says he's not in favor of pulling transportation out of the proposed state budget, but says he'll have a difficult time voting for a budget that doesn't include funding in a timeline for the I-94 project. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
Coming up later this afternoon, Racine native Greg Septon of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program scheduled to put bands on the legs of the Peregrine Falcon chicks that hatched this spring in the nesting box atop the Racine County Courthouse. That event will take place at 4 p.m. in the 10th floor lobby area outside the county executive's office, and it is open to the public. Yesterday, Septon banded two chicks from the nesting box at the We Energies power plant in Pleasant Prairie. Watching with great interest were students from Oak Creek's Meadowview Elementary School. They won a field trip with a utility-sponsored poster contest, and they got to name the two birds. They call them Cyclone and Flash. And applications again, part of Racine's annual 4th Fest Parade, they have to be postmarked by today, or else it's a $100 late fee and then nothing accepted after June the 7th. The parade is Tuesday, July the 4th, kicks off at 9, pre-parade at 8:30. Dreams come true under the red, white, and blue, this year's theme. Our forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.